I was simply sitting there having my roast beef sandwich and my beer one evening when the bartender, Shelley, said, "By the way, there's Kerouac down at the end of the bar." Actually, as I peered down the bar to try to pick him out, I didn't see anyone there who fitted my mental description or my mental idea of what Kerouac looked like. I know he was a kind of a tough looking hombre, but not this completely unkempt, unshaven, disheveled figure at the end of the bar who looked like all his clothes were, they looked like they had been gotten from the Salvation Army. Like the rest of us, I would just sit there being amazed by the stories that he would tell, which were supposedly descriptions of real life adventures that he had just had the day before, or sometimes that afternoon. I know one that I remember in particular was that he came in and sort of rushed in and looked around as if someone were chasing him and asking us to in effect hide him, and then he went on with this incredible story about how he and his henchmen had been chased, or his bodyguard rather, had been chased through this cemetery and then through this parking lot, and how these guys were after him and so forth, and went on to tell this long story about that.
Why do you think that On the Road is and such an important book to read?
Imagine having the courage to break away from everything your society holds up to you as most worth admiring, respecting, following, and so forth. Breaking away from all that, and those guys did that for a long time and carved a whole body of literature out of it as a consequence. One night, everyone had gone home from the had left the bar. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I lived in Clearwater, which is a long way for me to be going after drinking beer with him throughout the evening, although he only drank wine. So everyone had left. There were only about two or three of us remaining, and we were standing. I found myself standing with him and these other people outside, and I realized that he wanted to. I don't think he addressed this directly, but he was waiting for one of us to offer him a place to stay. And so here I had a chance to take Jack Kerouac home with me and become an even closer a friend to him. And but I was there was a part of me that was terrified of that prospect. And why that's so is I knew that it was entirely reasonable to expect that the next morning he would say, "Larry, let's go on the road. Let's get in my beat up old Buick and we'll go pick up Shelley and Bob Gelinas, the painter from the art department, and we'll go to Boston." And I don't know if I would have been capable of saying no to him. Rather than a particular passage that I can recite to you at this point, that's the general spirit of the book that I admired